We are talking about everything that is going on at the Calgary Public Library for the holiday season. Let's start with the big news. Wish together, grow together. For anyone hearing about this for the first time, what's the vibe of the holiday campaign and why was now the right time to launch it?
That's a great question. Thank you so much. You know, Wish Together, Grow Together is a new holiday campaign that the library is doing in partnership with the Calgary Public Library Foundation. The intent is that it's built around a season of celebration and connection, you know, the perfect time of year to do something like this. And our goal is to bring together exciting winter programming, community wish lists for all ages, and of course, launch our anticipated books of the year for 2020. Really just a time to celebrate our connections with one another, to celebrate the activity that we see in our communities, and to find more ways to bring people into a space where they can build new connections.
That's incredible. And speaking about the books of 2025, the library just revealed its 2025 books of the year, and the list is wonderfully eclectic, from mysterious lost explorers to diabolical thrillers and everything in between. So how are these picks chosen, and which one, I know this may be a tough question, which one do you think Calgarians will be fighting over first?
Oh, wow, that is a tough question. Okay, so let me talk about how we pick these, because it's a great activity that our staff really enjoy doing every year. So we have a professional staff who select the titles, and they think about criteria like national or local content, authorship, making space for diverse voices, whether or not the material is available in multiple formats, because not everybody likes print material. Some like it into a book and some like to read it on their ebook readers, as well as reviews and popularity in terms of how people are connecting with the book and the excitement that's brewing around it. This year, we also had the fun opportunity to ask our library staff to their favorite reads, and the results of that survey helped to inform us as well. And so, you know, the list is on calgarylibrary.ca. We have 9 titles that are a celebration of Canadian authors and stories, and we have a selection for adults, kids, and teens. Top pick. Oh gosh, that's a tough one. I'm going to say, and this is a bit of a personal thing, because I saw it and it was the first one I put on hold for myself, but it's a book called The Legendary Frybread Drive-In. It's a collection of connected stories, and it features new and acclaimed Indigenous writers, and it's geared towards teens. I just think it looks amazing. So it was the first thing I put on my whole list.
Oh my goodness. I feel like that book is perfect for not just teens, but everybody. It sounds great.
Absolutely. I agree. And there's a bit of a whole wait list for it. So that's probably something to say about it. Yeah.
Well, if people have resolutions in 2026 to read more, they can jump on that book in the new year, of course, from the sounds of it.
Yes.
So there's a lot happening in December at the library. I know we're already at December 10th right now, but you still have movie nights, music performances, and even a gift wrap pop-up. So if someone only had time to check out one of the festival events, which one would you personally point them to before we get into the whole scheme of things here?
Oh gosh. Okay. So again, you're holding me to this one. So what I would say is, coming up this Sunday, we have a special story time partnered by Calgary Hitman. So you can come on down to the Central Library. I believe the story time, let me just make sure I get this time right, is 12 p.m. at the Central Library, and it's going to be our library staff together with Calgary Hitman player Icy Tales.
Ooh.
So it should be a lot of fun. I'm sure kids will get right into it.
Amazing. So what else do you have going on this month?
So we have another one that's really popular. I've seen the registration numbers soaring, is Winter Wish Frozen Sing-Along Film Screening. So you can come on down to our performance theater, enjoy a movie, sing along to the movie, have hot chocolate. We also have, through the support of our Rosa Arts Foundation, we have a number of performances that are happening at Memorial and Central Library. Too many to name on this segment, but if you check out calgarylibrary.ca, you'll be able to see all of the times and dates that those happen.
Perfect. There's so much to look forward to. And one of those is also the Mayor's Holiday Storytime. It is always a favorite. Yeah. What can families expect this year? And is the mayor actually a good storyteller? Be honest.
Well, so yes, we had this last weekend. Amazing. We were so honored and pleased to be able to welcome new mayor Jeremy Farkas into our library. He had the most dazzling Christmas blazer on. It was like just great to see. And we enjoyed it. He was very engaging. He was an excellent storyteller. And I hope he knows how much we appreciated that and how much the kids enjoyed it.
Oh my goodness, I bet. He is such a good speaker. So that story time would have been fabulous to attend as an adult.
Yes, exactly.
And of course, this campaign does include a community wish list that people can donate towards. So what are some of the most fun or surprising items on that list? And how does supporting a library make wishes come true, as you guys put it?
Oh, that's such a great question. Thank you for asking it. You know, I truly believe that as a community, we are stronger together. And the library strives every day to meet the diverse community. And we can only do all that we do because of the generous donation and support from our community members. And so the wish list was something that the library and the foundation put together to kind of reminiscence of those old apartment catalogs we have as we flip through with kids to pick the toys or the things that sort of resonated the most with you. And this was a way that we decided could give a tangible feel to where people wanted to put their support, where they wanted to help make a difference. It was a great thing to flip through. I would say some of the really cool things on it are like teen tech lab items to help teens create 3D and robotic activities in library locations. We have early learning centers in 13 of our library locations, and there's opportunities for that help us create more dynamic experiences. And then there's other things like providing supports for our collections, which is really one of our core foundational things that we provide at all library locations and online. It's things like the books of 2025. So the more support we can get, the more copies we can make available.
Perfect. Well, Heather, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. I really, really appreciate your time. Is there anything else you want to mention about coming up at the library?
Just to say there's so much going on in all of our 22 library locations. The best way to check out what's happening and what you can get connected in is to go online to calgarylibrary.ca, and we hope to see you soon.